tip. If you go to the kid's room and you think, I'm going to get some toys, or you go to the toy store, remember this
fun thing? The fun
where
list.
You swing it around like
yeah.
this?
Sings.
Hear that sound? That's, this is great. So one year we decided to get like 40 of these for all the people that came over. That's a horrible idea because they're just smacking each other in the head. So that's out. So
that's
we're not
bad.
Doing that.
That's a
so
bad idea.
So then as a cool dad, you're going to go and you're going to get the leaf blower.
Right.
Okay, get the leaf blower. Got it? So then I made it a little bit shorter here. And now you sit the kids down and you go, kids, we're learning about Bernoulli's principle today. Here, I'll trade with you. You hang under this.
Right. Okay.
And then you fire up the leaf blower like this. So here we go. Here. It's pop it up here. Oh, it's beautiful. I'm coming down. This is gorgeous.
Oh.
See? The great floating ball trick. I found the kids don't really, that wears off after a couple of minutes. So, but at least you've got that. So then you go inside and you get the plunger. So it hasn't been used very often. And so then you just kind of clean it up here like
this.
And now you hang on to here.
Okay.
So you be here and I'll hang on to this side.
Okay.
And then here's what we're going to do. Fast moving air over the top there shoots it up in the air.
Stand by, Kim.
This is how we teach the kids. Sometimes it's a little much because you're teaching the kids how to TP a home.
Oh, shoot.
I'm
I
not really
that
sure
one.
That's responsible. We'll come back and we'll play with that.
Right.
And then you've got bottles sitting around. Who would have thought this could be fun? Because you can sit there all day long like the Clampets and do that
so
kind
fun.
Of thing.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
No.
But then you get the kids to fill them up with water like this and a little food coloring. Because what's fun about food coloring? Everything.
Everything.
So now
that's
listen to this one. Nice. Listen
individual
here.
Individual very good. Yeah. Oh,
nice.
Oh,
this
oh,
took
yes,
hours.
Right. Yes. Oh. To tune them up.
Isn't that great?
That's very good.
And what could be more annoying than the kids doing this
for hours,
for all the firework
time? That's a lot of
grief. All right, so maybe that's not going to happen.
Okay.
So, but it was a really good idea.
Okay.
But then you're thinking.
The potato shooter.
What if we had a small potato war in the backyard? That would be fun.
That would be good.
Because who needs fireworks if you had a potato war? And I'll teach you how to do it, all right?
Okay.
So here's what you do. You find yourself a potato.
Okay.
And
right.
I have a, now I use PVC and I've already loaded these.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to use a clear piece of PVC to teach you. So here's what you do. You kind of carve out a little piece of potato here like this.
Yeah. Right.
And then we move
Stand
this
by, Kim.
Slug of potato. Over there,
oh.
like that. So this is good. So now, check this out. It's Boyle's Law. As you increase the pressure, you decrease the volume, thus breaching the integrity of the potato.
And you also decrease our time. As
yes,
we,
here, hang on here. Hang on here. Send it over to Kim. Up.
Oh, Kim.
Nice. Here,
this is your, like within a foot
I think I can get her. Right?
No,
here
no,
we go, Kim.
No.
Wait.
Duck and dive. Oh!
Yummy!